Shalom uvracha, and good evening to all the wonderful listeners, members of the White Shul and beyond. I just want to preface this halftime, this Torah time, shiur of Super Bowl 50 is being sponsored by an anonymous sponsor, a former camp counselor of a very wonderful and remarkable young woman, Daniela Nechama Bas Abba Moshe, Daniela Mosen Aleha Shalom, a very special 21-year-old young woman who was tragically killed as her bus turned over when she was doing tremendous chesed on a Honduran highway, a very special girl. And I just want to start by not only saying how this shiur, this brief lecture, is in memory of this remarkable Daniela Nechama Bas Abba Moshe Aleha Shalom, but I want to take you to an article regarding this Daniela, where it was said about her as follows. Daniela's promise was evident early on in her life. A 2004 shot from the Ramaz Lower School yearbook showed a picture of the smiling tween accompanied by the words, "I believe I can. I believe I will. I believe I know my dreams are real." Super Bowl 50, here we are. The mission in Perkei Avos, Lahavdil, Perkei Mishnah Chaf Aleph. What happens when you get to 50? Writes the Mishnah ben Chamishim LaEitzah. And now you can give Eitzah. Now you could dish out counsel and wisdom. I humbly would like to offer the following this Super Bowl 50 ben Chamishim LaEitzah. Denver Broncos, Carolina Panthers, Super Bowl 50. Denver Broncos, from what I hear, they are up 13-7 at halftime. But we know halftime is not for halftime Super Bowl shows in San Francisco. Halftime is Torah time. Any moment we want to hop around, we want to carpe the MC's the moment. So let's perhaps share an Eitzah, share a piece of advice over this course of halftime is Torah time. Moving on from Daniela Mobson, Aleha Shalom, I'd like to share with you a thought expressed by Rabbi Yisrael Reisman Shlita this morning in Yeshiva Torvadas, marking the conclusion of the Shiva for Hagana Rabbi Yisrael, Chaim Yisrael Belsky, Zechatzadik Levracha. Rabbi Reisman said that it's difficult to speak and to be maspid to eulogize an Adam Gadol Ad Ma'ot. But he says that scanning his life, looking through the life of a Rabbi Belsky, Zatzal, he says, I see a common thread. And the common thread throughout his life, whether it came to Ruchnius, Gashmius, spiritual matters, physical matters, family, friends, the yeshiva, the one common thread, the one common denominator in Rabbi Belsky's life was, I could, I can, and I will. Whatever comes my way, I can do it. And I think that's in line with what Daniela Mobson told us, I believe I can, I believe I will, I believe I know my dreams are real. We have to dream in life. We have to envision how much we can accomplish. What are our goals, our aspirations? Here we have Super Bowl 50 of Peyton Manning, and he's going up against the Cam Newton, 26-year-old Cam Newton, a most valuable player. And here a Cam Newton, 26-year-old, is going up against the aging Peyton Manning. I can't believe that while I am well into my 40s, I'm referring to the Peyton Manning at 39 years of age is old. But Peyton Manning, after multiple neck surgeries, here he comes back. And after losing a season, after being traded from the Indianapolis Colts, his team of so many years, now he's on the Denver Broncos. As he told Bill Belichick, after the AFC Championship game wherein the Broncos defeated the Patriots, he said, this might be my last rodeo. This could very well be Peyton Manning's last game right before retirement. 39 years of age, but what? Even after multiple neck surgeries, he never gave up. He continued to dream. And his dream was yet another Super Bowl, and of course to win a second Super Bowl. But Peyton Manning showed us you have to keep dreaming. And let's turn to one of the best quarterbacks of all time. Just on or now inducted after they said it took all of 6 or 9 seconds to make the decision, Brett Favre. Quarterback, of course, of the Green Bay Packers for decades, as well as several other teams, the Gunslinger, Iron Man. Brett Favre voted this weekend into the National Football Hall of Fame. I'd like to read to you a quote from Brett Favre. And Brett Favre, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, said that as a kid, all I ever dreamed of was to play pro football. To be Archie Manning, or Roger Staubach. That's all I ever dreamed of. And as I mentioned in the past, Eschatai and Imas Kirayom, I grew up as well a Dallas Cowboys fan, no longer a Dallas Cowboys fan, but I grew up a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan, always wanting to be Roger Staubach, going up against a Terry Bradshaw, or wanting to be a Troy Aikman or a Danny White, always wanting to be that quarterback, but never to stop dreaming. Brett Favre says he became one of the greatest quarterbacks ever inducted in his first opportunity to the National Football Hall of Fame, because that's all I ever dreamed of. I'm not saying everyone should dream to be a quarterback, to dream to be an Er L'Chayit, to dream to be the biggest and greatest and best Evan Hashem that you could be. But know your dreams, outline your dreams, delineate your dreams, state them, write them down in a journal. Everyone has to have dreams. Daniela Momsen, Alala Sholam, dreams. I believe I can, I believe I will. I believe I know my dreams are real. Rabbi Belsky, Zecha Tzadik Levrecha, I know that I could, I know that I can, I know that I will. Whatever he set his mind and heart to, whatever his dreams were, he went and he took his kochos to the max. He maximized his limitless potential. And that is a Rabbi Belsky. Lahavdil Alfei Avdolos, that's a Brett Favre, that's a Peyton Manning. No matter what you go through, you can always come back and pursue those dreams and never let anything bring you down. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us, Ein Dover Ha'omi B'fnei Arotza, nothing stands in the way of Rotzen. Where there's a will, there's a way. When a person has a desire to run after something, writes Rav Volba Zecher Tzadik Levrecha in his Sefer Alei Shor, Rotzen comes from the word Vishoresh Rotz. You run after your Rotzen. Any place where a person has a dream, where you have goals and aspirations, you run in the direction of your Rotzen, Lashon Rotz, that's where you run. So yes, Brett Favre, very impressive. That's all I ever dreamed of. Yes, Peyton Manning. But now I'd like to take you to the Associated Press Comeback Player of the Year. And in all honesty, I never heard about him until I read this article today. But listen to the story of Eric Berry's safety for the Kansas City Chiefs. He won over the weekend. Yes, Brett Favre inducted into the Hall of Fame. And yes, Cam Newton voted Most Valuable Player for the year 2015. But the Associated Press Comeback Player of the Year was a man by the name of Eric Berry. And Eric Berry was afflicted with cancer, and he was told that there was great uncertainty whether he would ever be able to come back and play football for the Kansas City Chiefs or any team for that matter. And Eric Berry fought against cancer, and his family supported him every single step of the way. And he came back to football this year after having to lose time to taking care of his cancer to chemotherapy. And he was honored and with tears in his eyes. According to the article, he got up and what did he say? I just want to thank God. So everybody, get on your knees and pray. Pray to God. And he added, just go after your dreams. Eric Berry never stopped going after his dreams, but he knew that the fulfillment of his dreams, whether or not they would actualize, whether or not his and many dreams would ever reach fruition, was all dependent on one thing and one thing only, and that is, it's all up to the Almighty, it's all up to God. So as he told an audience of thousands, Eric Berry, the AP Comeback Player of the Year, safety for the Kansas City Chiefs, I just want to thank God, I want to thank my family, I love God, I love my family. Everybody get on your knees and pray, and just go after your dreams. That's an Eric Berry. That's a Peyton Manning, doing whatever you can, pushing yourself to the limits to say, I'm always going to go after my dreams. This week's Parsha, let's turn now to this week's upcoming Parsha, Parsha's Truma. We're talking now about the Asiyas, the Benias HaMishkan. We're putting up the grand edifice of the tabernacle, the holy, holy Mishkan. And who partook in building a Mishkan? We'll see it through the ensuing Parshios. They were the Chochmei Lev. They were the people who had wisdom and doubt in their hearts. Ask the Mirash Hashiva. Rachayim Shmulevitz and Asichas Musar and Maimur Nitzes. Tovshin Laman Aleph Parshas Vayachdil in an essay entitled Bakoshas HaChokhma. Rachayim Shmulevitz questioned the obvious. Chokhmei Lev? You're going to brand this choice appellation, this title of Chokhmei Lev on those who partook in the Vinias, the building on the Mishkan. Why are they Chokhmei Lev? Chokhmei is not rooted in the heart. It's rooted in the Rosh, in the Moach, in the intellect. Where else do we see Chokhmei wisdom rooted? Not in the brain, in the intellect, but rather in one's heart, explains HaChaim Shmulevitz. At the end of the day, Acharei Kechlos HaKol, nobody had the requisite wisdom. Who knew how to build an Aret? who knew how to build the Mishkan. Elawat Hashem Yisbarach gave wisdom to whomever sought it out, whoever was seeking wisdom. Of those who had the Ratzon, and they were Ratz, they ran in the direction of that Ratzon. Hashem Yisbarach says, if you want it, if you dream about it, that's your aspiration, that's your goal. You want the wisdom. Those who want it the most, those who have that insatiable desire, that unquenchable thirst, to want to get the wisdom to know, how can I build a Mishkan and get close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu? How can I build an Oren and a Kruvim? How can I build a Shulchan and a Naira? Hashem Yisbarach says, you want it, show me you want it. Show me that you're thirsting for it, that you're willing to put everything in the line. You're going to fight for it. You're going to yearn for it. You're going to long for it. If that's what you want, then Hashem Yisbarach says, I'm going to give it to you. I will give you the Chokhmah if I see that you want it in your leiv. If the Ratzon emerges from your leiv and you show me you want it, then I'm going to give you the wisdom. And who was at the forefront? Who was chosen to be at the helm of the Asiyas and Mishkan? None other than Betzalel ben Uri ben Chor Lamata Yehuda. A writer of Henoch Leibowitz in his Chiddushei Halei, based on the Das Akedah Mibalei HaTosfos. Who was Betzalel's grandfather? None other than Chor, who was killed by the Yidden, by the Jews, Abishas, during the course of the Chet Egel, the egregious sin of the golden calf. And writes the Das Akedah Mibalei HaTosfos, because his very own grandfather was killed during Chet Egel, it's only sensible, it's only logical that his grandson would now walk up to the stage and he would lead the Jews in building the Mishkan. Ask Rav Henoch Leibowitz, what? He's the last person in the world to lead the Jews in building a Mishkan. You killed his Zaydi, his holy Saba, his Choshev, a grandfather, and now you want him to build a Mishkan which will simultaneously atone and expiate for the sin of the golden calf where you killed his grandfather. Why would he want to do that? Explains of Henoch Leibowitz beautifully in his Chiddushei Halev. Because Betzalel says, I understand that we have to build a Mishkan. And yes, it's an obstacle, but I'm going to overcome it because I have such a rotzen to want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to want to bring about a kapara for Klal Yisrael. He overcame that obstacle. He surmounted that block in his path. And that stumbling block, he overcame it. And he says, I still mustered up, I conjured up the requisite Ratzon. He's got the greatest Ratzon of them all. He has to overcome the greatest obstacles. Those are the real heroes. The ones like Grabowski, who had to deal with a serious threat to his life a few years ago, not knowing whether he'll be able to make it, and he emerged, he came back, and he came back stronger, and he continued to push. Lahavdil, a Brett Favre, the Iron Man, no matter how many times he got sacked, no matter how many seasons he got punished on the football field, he kept coming back and coming back, setting the record for the most consecutive football games played. Iron Man, why? Because where there's a will, there's a way. And Eric Berry can come back. Why? Because just go after your dreams. He wants to thank God, knowing that if you have the thirst, you have the desire, you can overcome any obstacle and you can come back, just chase after those dreams. You could be 39 years old, so old, Peyton Manning. Several years is older, and I can look at a Peyton Manning, and he's called old already. And there he is, the quarterback, multiple surgeries, and he comes back and says, I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep doing what I can. Never give up on those dreams. Follow the model of Daniela Mufsin, Allah Shalom. I believe I can. I believe I will. I believe I know my dreams are real. But I want to close with the following, with your permission. Somebody told me today that they overheard a young boy being told by his father that his father said to him, I'm sorry, son, but I spent a fortune of money on my Super Bowl party. I went to one of the fancy restaurants, and I spent a fortune for my Super Bowl party for my friends, but it's too expensive for you, son. The food is not for you. It's for my friends. Oy vey's mir. Super Bowl parties, yes, you can have your friends there. Yes. Be machazik, the reyes, the achva, and the friendship. I get close to your friends, but never lose sight that far more important than even the best friends in the world. Family is still our priority. And if you're going to make a Super Bowl party for your friends, you have to make sure, if you can't practically include the kids, you make sure that that's fancy spare ribs and the chicken wings and all the chili and all that steak, you make sure that your children can partake as well. Because if you're going to go after your own dreams, you have a responsibility towards your children, towards your family, to do your absolute utmost that you will assist your wonderful dear children in pursuing their dreams as well. Going back and out to Eric Berry. Eric Berry said he thanked his father, especially why? Because when he lost his hair due to the chemotherapy, his father shaved off all the hair on his head because he wanted to show his son, I'm in this with you. Fathers, show your sons you're in their lives with them. You're going to pursue their dreams with them. And you're going to make Super Bowl parties first and foremost for your family before you even take care of your friends. Family comes first. Family is family. Alahavdil, all of Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, we are one big family. Let's ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dilat Saraseinu, it's enough cancer, it's enough leukemia, it's enough Yisomim and Yisomos, and it's enough Amonim and Amonos, it's enough losing Daniela Mosins, it's enough losing Rabelski's Gedolei Yisrael. We've lost so many, Rachmona Letzlan. Let's get together as one big family, let's help one another pursue our dreams. Let's bring back the Chochmei Lev and let's show a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And yes, we might want the Broncos to win. We might want the Panthers to win. No prediction coming this halftime. 13-7 Broncos, it doesn't matter who wins. It matters that whatever your dreams are in life, never stop at anything. And Dover HaMifnei HaRotzon rots in the direction of your Rotzon. Never stop, never cease in helping others get to their dreams, fulfill their goals, their objectives, their aspirations. And together we will show HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one united, cohesive Chochmei Lev of all Klal Yisrael. Hashem, bring back someone from Shevet Yehuda, but this time let it be Mashiach ben David who will be at the forefront, bringing us to Mashiach Tzidkenu, all of us together, not in San Francisco and not in New York and no other place but Yerushalayim HaKadosh and Mitzvah Hashem tonight. Before the end of the game, all of us together, let's show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where our dreams are. Those are our true, our dear to our heart aspirations. Help your children achieve their dreams. Let's ask HaSiyat and Ishmael to pray to God, to thank God, to help us see our dreams through, and together our ultimate dream of Mashiach Tzidkenu v'Meheira v'Yameinu. Amen v'Amen will be here before the end of Super Bowl 50. Seeing you in Yerushalayim HaKadosh by Kraft Stadium as we march together from Kraft Stadium to the Beis HaMikdash from Heira of Yameinu. Amen v'Yameinu. Have a great night. Enjoy the family and together with the family, your dear friends. Have an awesome night. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Hatzlocha with everything. Thank you so much for listening. Hatzlocha. Let it be a super return to Yerushalayim HaKadosh from Heira. Have a great night.